The War in Lower Canada. 2 weeks after Procter's humiliation and the death of Tecumseh, two American armies descended upon Lower Canada. Both armies shared a common objective, Montreal. The Battle of Chateauguay. Late in 1813, an American army led by Major General Wade Hampton invaded Lower Canada. As Hampton and his men marched along the Chateauguay River, he did not feel overly confident that his men were up to the challenge facing them. You see, they were poorly trained and they had too few experienced officers. Moreover, his lines of supply were extremely vulnerable to attack, as the British Navy still controlled the St. Lawrence River behind him. Leading the Canadian contingent was an imposing man named Charles de Salaberry. He was cut from the same cloth as d'Iberville in that he was a seigneur and a career soldier. Salaberry was a natural choice to lead his countrymen against the American threat. And with Brock's victories at Detroit and Dearborn, the French were now willingly rallying to the British cause. De Salaberry's reputation and charisma made the decision to join the Canadian militia all the more easy. Consequently, he established the French fighting force called Les Vautours Canadiens, which literally translated means Mr. Delaney probably just butchered those French words. Anyways, I hope the acrobats in De Salaberry's day were more physically intimidating than they are in mine. You see, the specter of acrobats wearing tight, multicolored spandex, riding unicycles, charging at me with bayonets and circus music playing in the background just doesn't fill me with fear. But now when I think of Mohawk warriors coming at me at full speed, I say to myself, that's scary. But with acrobats, I think Cirque du Soleil. The battle at Chateauguay was a 100% Canadian victory. The British played no part in it, at least not directly. The Americans had an army of 4,000 strong. The Canadian force, numbering about 300, was made up of French and English Canadians and a Mohawk contingent. Luckily for the Canadians, 1,200 of Hampton's men from New York State refused to cross the frontier into Canada. Therefore, the army confronting de Salaberry numbered only 3,000. The French-Canadian commander came up with a plan of ambushing the invaders. Once the Americans were bottlenecked, his much smaller force could then concentrate their fire and devastate the Americans. However, the Americans would not knowingly walk into a trap. They would have to be led or forced into it. Therefore, Salaberry gave orders to destroy specific bridges and cut down strategically located trees in the area. By doing this, he eliminated a number of travel options available to the Americans. If the invaders wanted to take Lower Canada, they would have to come through the route Salaberry had set up. As the Americans walked along the path Salaberry had created, the French commander positioned his men behind earthworks on top of some high ground overlooking the Chateauguay River. The position gave the Canadians a perfect position to fire down upon the Americans below. To help push the enemy into his trap, Salaberry placed men on either side of the river some distance away from the main base. These men were instructed to make noise and consequently direct the Americans into the bottleneck. 3 days after the Canadians completed their preparations, the Americans arrived. The enemy was gunned down as they foolishly and repeatedly attempted to break past the Canadian gunners. The battle was bloody and lasted most of the night. Hampton, who had little stomach for the war in the first place, ordered his men to retreat. De Salaberry thought the Americans retreated in order simply to regroup. Thus, he and his men stayed holed up in their defenses for 8 rainy days and nights. He did not move from his position until First Nations scouts told him Americans had completely withdrawn.